producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. All right, there's a new test that can help us doctors rule out if you're having a heart attack, and it's one little baby blood sample. We'll talk about that test and what that means for you. And you're like, yeah, just, you know, fine. The less tests, the better. If I'm going to have a heart attack, don't be spending money figuring out if I have the heart attack. Spend the money on doing something about the heart attack. Am I the only one that finds that ridiculous? Where, you know, we spend thousands upon thousands and thousands of dollars to diagnose what your problem is. Then we go, all right, this is the problem. All right, good, good. Everybody got that? You know, we have now assessed the situation. We have our assessment, and the assessment is blank, blank, blank. Now we have to do, you know, blank, 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 blank. Like, yeah, like, for example, you know, your stomach's hurting, just not feeling very well. You're just feeling kind of nauseous. You're just not doing right. All right, okay, so the doctor sees you, and yeah, you're kind of tender, all right, all over, but you're like, leave me alone, I don't feel good. All right, well, we'll do some blood work. Yay, maybe we'll put in an IV. Maybe we'll give you a little Phenergan for your nausea. All right, how you doing now? I'm good. Are you still in pain? Will you let us examine you? Yeah, go ahead. Feel around. Well, you hurt. Okay, well, let's do a CAT scan. Do I really need a CAT scan? Yeah, you need a CAT scan. We need to figure out what's going on. So we do a CAT scan. All right, about a half hour later, you know, if you're lucky, nurses running around, doctors. Oh, we got a shift change. New doctor coming in. All right, new doctor coming in. After all that, you know what? We have assessed your situation. It looks like you have appendicitis. Huh, thank you. Good. You know, after going through all that at home and going through all that in the ER and doing all those tests and, you know, getting my medicine and you guys, you know, dissecting down to what's going on, you found out I have appendicitis. Great. Thank you. Can I go home? Oh, hell no. Oh, no. Now we got to take out your appendix. So we got to schedule you for surgery, and then we have to call the surgeon, and we got to do that, and then we got to make sure you recover. And so it's like, why don't we come up with the cheapest way to figure out what the hell is going on so that all the money and time could be spent on fixing you? That would really be nice, but it doesn't always happen. Apparently, the UK's first Ebola patient that survived and did well is now back in the hospital and serious. So what the heck is going on with Ebola? Where is it hiding out? And, you know, once you have Ebola, are you always, you know, screwed in terms of it coming back? So that is a medical term. That's how we talk in medical circles. You know, well, you know, how's this prognosis? Is this prognosis guarded? Is this we don't talk like that. Doctors don't talk like that. You know, well, I'd like to, you know, deduce what his diagnosis is, and then I'd like to reevaluate. No, we don't talk like that again. We're like, you know what, run the test, figure out what's going on, make sure he gets better. If not, I mean, we talk like normal people. Well, I do. All right, we're all scared to death of melanoma. I am super scared of melanoma. Melanoma is very, very spooky stuff. Well, now we're being told that some quote-unquote antioxidants that people take may actually accelerate the rate of your melanoma spreading. So you're taking antioxidants so you don't get cancer and you feel better and you feel like you're doing something for your health. Now we're being told that it can accelerate the rate of your melanoma spread. Okay, that's some pretty scary stuff. What else do we have here? We got 9 million U.S. kids at risk for measles. Why are they at risk for measles? What's going on there? And, yeah, I'm asking you. You think I know? Okay. Got some more ways to fight hangovers. Talk about that. And I'm almost there. Ooh, California is going to phase out microbeads used in soap and toothpaste. No more microbeads? What's the big deal about the microbead? I love little beads. In fact, I was wearing a blouse the other day and it had little beads. And I was just picking at the beads and playing with the beads, and all of a sudden the beads start to unravel. You got to be very, very careful, because when the beads unravel, sometimes those beads are the only thing separating your, I guess, your ninnies from the world to see. So that's pretty important. Okay, can I move on? All right, so 1-877, we got a busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Let's just go right to this microbeads, because I think we're all excited about that. Governor Jerry Brown signed legislation Thursday requiring California to phase out the use of microscopic exfoliating beads in personal care products. Why? Because they got to protect the fish and wildlife. This has to happen by 2020. These old tiny plastic beads are found in soap, toothpaste, body washes. They are so small that they're showing up in the bodies of fish and other wildlife after passing through wild filtration systems, but they don't disintegrate. So we have Assemblyman Richard Bloom in his bill AB888 seeks to drastically restrict all the use of non-biodegradable beads. Yeah, you know, if you wonder why you're gaining weight, I'm wondering if it's all this plastic stuff. Now, personally, I love to exfoliate. Okay, I mean, a real nice, you know, juicy, or I should say a dry exfoliation. Great for your skin. But, not if we're going to be hurting the fish. AB888 was, I guess, carefully crafted to avoid any loopholes that would allow for use of a flying fish. No, of a potentially harmful substitute. This legislation ensures that personal care products will be formulated with environmentally safe alternatives to protect our waterways and oceans. So what does that mean if you guys don't have your beads? I wonder if that's why I haven't been constipated in a while, if you really think about it. There's all these beads everywhere now and everything, in your soaps, in your tooth. I didn't know there was beads in our toothpaste. And I do suck on my toothbrush. I don't mean to, but, you know, I brush my teeth and they hear something on TV. And then I sit down to watch the TV, and then I sit there and I knead the toothbrush into my teeth. So you're basically just sitting there sucking on your toothbrush without really doing something with it. So I'm basically swallowing these beads. And that explains why I haven't been constipated in about, I don't know, 3 years. I really haven't been. Notice that? Remember, you know, back in 2011, 2012, I was talking about how constipated I am? You guys don't hear it. Have you heard of one hemorrhoid flare-up? Not one hemorrhoid flare-up in 3 years. Maybe it's the beads. I know. I mean, really? If I have to choose between fish and hemorrhoids, okay? Screw the fish. I'll take the beads. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there's been some concern on Ebola. And if it comes back, how contagious is it? And can we continually have clusters of outbreaks? Because this virus can live in the eye. Remember we had a patient who was an Ebola survivor, and then, not me personally, I have a patient, but and then had kind of severe eye pain 9 months later, and they found out that it was Ebola in his eye. Well, now in UK, the first person who was diagnosed with Ebola in the UK is back in the hospital with a complication from the virus. Pauline Cafferty was initially discharged from the hospital in January after recovering from the virus, is currently being treated in a high-level isolation unit at London's Royal Free Hospital. They say the 39-year-old nurse is in serious condition. Apparently, Cafferty had been admitted early Friday due to an unusual late complication of her previous infection of the Ebola virus. She was transferred there from Queen Elizabeth University Hospital in Glasgow, where she had been treated in the infectious disease unit since Tuesday after feeling unwell. Dr. Amelia Crichton, Director of Public Health for NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, said in a statement that the risk to the public is very low. In line with normal procedures, in cases such as this, we have identified a small number of close contacts of Pauline's that we will be following up as a precaution. The virus can be transmitted only by direct contact with the blood or bodily fluids of an infected person. Okay, so some of you guys are like, all right, okay, so we're good. Leave me alone. Let's move on. Next story. Go back to the beats. No, I'm not going to talk about the beats. I got other stories to talk about. But I'm not done talking about this Ebola thing, okay? Very, very tricky virus. Remember I told you guys about smart viruses and stupid viruses? Okay, the stupid virus is like the adenovirus or the coronavirus. These viruses that cause colds, right? You know, they die on their own. They infect you where you easily know about it. You can sneeze it out. You can cough it out. It's pretty self-limiting. Doesn't really do any long-term damage. And like I said, it doesn't know how to keep itself propagating throughout life. So it's kind of a dumb virus. Then you got kind of the smarter viruses, a little bit more shrewd, like your hepatitis and your herpes. And I'm wondering if Ebola is in that class where the virus hides. You think you're fine. You get better. But the virus hides. You get a cold sore later. You could get a genital outbreak later. The hepatitis could still brew. Maybe Ebola is in that class. And then the super-duper-super-duperest smartest virus out there is the HIV virus. Why? Because when the HIV infects you, the only cell it decides to infect, the only cell is the one cell that could fight it. So suppresses your immune system. You get it, you know, a lot of times when you're having fun, okay, sex, some people have IV drugs, okay, getting a tattoo, and a lot of times you don't know you have it. You won't sneeze it out. You won't cough the HIV virus out. It's in there, and it latches onto the cell that, the only cell that could kill it. So HIV is one of the most shrewd viruses out there. But I got to tell you, this Ebola, it's a smart cookie. Now, this nurse, she was, I guess, in December. This was last December. She was the first person to be diagnosed with the virus. She contracted the virus while working with Save the Children at an Ebola treatment center. 5 days later, I guess her condition had deteriorated to critical. She, but by January, she was discharged, and British Prime Minister David Cameron tweeted his congratulations. But, okay, what scared us is you had a doctor, Ian Crozier. He was the one that was treated for Ebola in Atlanta last year. Virus was supposed to be out of his blood. Everything was good. A couple months later, he started experiencing problems with his vision. The doctors were like, wait a second. All right, you got Ebola in your eye. Samples from tears and outer eye membrane, the conjunctiva, you know, where you get, like pink eye and stuff, all normal. So, you know, they were able to, I guess, tap maybe, you know, one of the anterior chambers to collect this. And he was not contagious, that they said. Because he wasn't tearing and it wasn't dripping from the eye and it was within and it was contained, okay, within the eye, either anterior chamber, I'm not exactly sure where, he wasn't contagious. And you saw nobody else really seemed to get it, not that we know of. Okay? He received steroids, he received an antiviral agent, and his eye gradually returned to normal. But when we heard about this was like, what, in the spring? Doctors were warned, going, look, you have an ex-Ebola patient. He has something weird. It could be the Ebola coming back. Now, according to the World Health Organization, there has thus far been 11,297 deaths and 28,000 confirmed, probable, and suspected cases still in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia, the most affected countries. Now, the spread of the disease has slowed. Right now, they say no confirmed cases of Ebola reported in most affected countries in the week of October 4th. So this is the first time that's happened. Oh, I'm sorry. There were 28,000 cases before. Now, they aren't hearing of any new cases. So we might have this in control. But the problem is you have 28,000 people who lived through Ebola, and they think they're good, okay, and they're not watching the news, and they're not hearing this stuff happen, and all of a sudden they get a high fever, okay, and they're like, no, what's the flu? It can't be Ebola again, because, you know, second time around, it doesn't seem to bother you as much, let's say, or it starts to localize, they could be contagious again. So this is some scary stuff. So I hope the pharmaceutical companies are still making more ZMAP and making more medicine. I hope they're still, broadcasting, warnings to people. But we haven't been talking about Ebola for a long time. It's really been out of the news. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. New test helps ER doctors rule out heart attack. I don't know how new this is, but anyway. All right, it's supposed to be, usually what happens, you come in to the hospital and you have chest pain. And the doctor's like, well, look, what we're going to do is we're going to check out your cardiac enzymes. Now, your cardiac enzymes, your heart gives off, your heart is muscle. And when the muscle is damaged, it gives off enzymes. It gives off these markers. But sometimes it could take hours for your heart to do that. So we get a baseline as soon as you come in. Then we check you at 8 hours. Then we check you another 8 hours. And then finally another 8 hours after that. And if you're chest pain free and we see nothing really wrong with your stress test or your cardiac enzymes, we let you go home. Okay? According to Dr. Atul Anand, the ultimate goal would be to have a single blood draw for the majority of patients. He's out of the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. The test could move about two-thirds of people with chest pain through the ER faster, save time and resources. So it's similar to its predecessor test, but it's more sensitive to the troponins. Now, the troponin was a test we did. I did that back in training. You'd run a troponin. If that was positive, there's a very good chance the person's having a heart attack. And usually we run these troponin tests over the 6 to 24 hours. If the levels are still normal, usually at the 12-hour mark, we know you're pretty good, but a lot of times we'll test it at the 24-hour mark, or we do 23-hour observation, so we do it at the 23-hour mark, all right? But with this, if they had a higher sensitive troponin test, all right, that hopefully is released immediately after heart attack, if that's negative, that could be a good sign that you don't have a heart attack. So they looked at 4,800 people that came to the emergency room in Scotland in 2013, 2014 with symptoms of heart attack, and they did this high sensitivity troponin test. They evaluated the data from those patients to determine what low level of troponin in the blood would indicate that the person was not having a heart attack. Ultimately, 3,700 of these 4,870 did not have a heart attack. Those individuals, 61%, had troponin levels under 5. Below that 5 nanogram per liter cutoff, they said there's a 99.6% certainty that you will not have a heart attack within the next 30 days. Now, I know some of you guys are like, wait, Dr. Dahlia, let me go get this test now because I'm going to be coming out to Vegas. Yay, you're coming out to Vegas. I'm going to be coming out to Vegas, and we're going to party, and I want to make sure I don't have a heart attack, so let me take the test prior to my trip. Doesn't work that way, okay? It's a nice thought, though. It has to be done when you're having symptoms. So next, the researchers are still working. Next, the researchers decided to replicate the results in another 1,100 patients in Scotland, 300 in the U.S., and the new study showed that people who test below the 5 nanogram per liter threshold are not in immediate danger. They could go home. Now, I know some of you guys are like, I'm a little scared. Well, here's the thing. Okay, if your doctor or the ER doctor knows that you are a heart patient, you've had cardiac issues before, they're going to probably hold on to you a little longer. You know, but if you've never had an issue and you're like, you don't have chest pain, you know, do the test. And that test looks pretty damn good. It makes sense, you know. We'll see. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, the one thing that happens pretty commonly, all right, especially in my neck of the woods, are hangovers. Patients come in going, oh, you got to give me something. I'm out of my Lortab. Like, I'm not giving you a Lortab for a hangover. If you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, there was a study, I believe, out of Holland that said Sprite seems to be one of the best things you could do for a hangover. But what's even better than Sprite is not drinking alcohol to begin with. So if you want to cure yourself from hangovers, don't drink alcohol. Well, we do have another report, because a lot of guys don't like that. You hate that. And you're going to tune out. You're going to be like, oh, Dolly's just going to tell us to not drink. Just like she told us not to have premarital sex. And now you guys, you know, you don't listen anytime I talk to you guys about, you know, sex subjects on the show. Which, by the way, we do have another study out. There's always some study about sex. I don't know why. I mean, you know, you think we need more studies on cancer and HIV. But there's another sex study. We'll talk about that. But first, let's get to the hangovers. Okay. Experts reveal 11 ways to ease the pain of hangovers. Now, hold on. Let me wet my whistle before we go into this. That's some sugar-free lemonade here. Okay, let me see here. Let's see. What can we do for the headache? Because you don't feel good. Okay, well, remember we talked about the acetaldehyde? Remember we talked about the headache that you get? Right, acetaldehyde makes you feel like crap. You a lot of times also are dehydrated, so the lack of hydration also causes head pain. Sometimes you feel like crap because you hurt yourself. I mean, how many of us have woken up and we're bruised or we're sutured, right? Or we're scabbed up and we're like, how the heck did that happen? All right, so there's a lot of reasons for headache. But the biggest is dehydration. Now, according to Ella Alred, a nutritionist at NutriCenter.com, she says the control of hydration is in the hands of electrolytes. So don't just drink all water. Apparently not all water is created equal. If you want to boost your chances for being a hangover, have a bottle that's rich in minerals or add some extra electrolytes that are designed for athletes. The water will also help to flush out the toxins, speeding up the detox process. Drink a large glass before going to bed and be sure to drink plenty of water in the morning. Also, she says try coconut water. It has electrolytes and minerals. Okay, you guys got that? So either some coconut water or some Gatorade. A lot of you guys are like, you know what? I've been drinking Gatorade. Tell us something new. I got 10 more pieces of advice here from this article. Leave me alone. Not the Sprite thing worked, but all right. So I haven't had a hangover in years because I don't drink. I mean, I really don't. I mean, yeah, I'll have something, you know, once in a while, but I don't, you know, drink like, you know, did back in college days. You know, when I was, you know, Milli Vanilli, lip syncing, bubblegum chewing, you know, Boys to Men crooning, as a 21-year-old, those were, you know, different days. Mariah Carey wannabeing. Anyway, they say pickle juice. Pickle juice could also help stop your hangover. Why? Because there's vinegar. They think maybe it stimulates the liver, so you end up eliminating the alcohol quicker. All right? And when pickles ferment, they produce a certain type of bacteria, and this is a soothing bacteria that can help calm an irritated stomach. I love pickles. I can munch on pickles all day long. In fact, it's a real good diet trick. Okay, eating your pickles. They also say snack on fruit. Got a little bit of sugar, so you got some electrolytes there. They say there's an enzyme in pears. Remember we talked about pears being possibly good for hangovers? They say there's an enzyme in pear that scientists are currently investigating for its ability to help us metabolize alcohol. If you're going to eat fruit, it makes sense to choose a pear. But if you don't like pears, a lot of you guys don't like pears. You know what I like? OMG. Okay, sorry, gotta go off topic here. We once got invited to a very fancy restaurant, okay? And I don't know, I don't know what we did to get invited to that. I was with my husband. It was called Six Tables. I believe it was called Six Tables. Restaurant only had six tables. And I believe the chef used to cook for the used to cook for Margaret Thatcher and a lot of famous people. He had a pear that had been soaked in some sort of alcohol, like a Chardonnay or something. And it was the most delicious thing for dessert. So you basically ate this pear that was pickled in alcohol. It was like really delicious. Okay, there we are. Anyway, for hangovers, you could try berries. Okay. You could also try, they say you could also even take a multivitamin. But if you don't like pears, eat berries. Then they say sweat it out in yoga. Okay? There's apparently an exercise in yoga that can help you with your hangover. You know what I think is really good with yoga and so therapeutic? Is a lot of times you fart, right? in the middle of yoga. And I got to tell you something. Listen, pretty relieving. You know, everybody's like, why is yoga so relaxing? Why? Well, because you're not sitting there holding your gas. You know, when I work out at a gym, I mean, I'm going to hold everything in. I'm going to tuck in my stomach. I'm going to tuck in my Kegels so my uterus doesn't drop out. And I'm obviously going to hold gas. But I guess in yoga, it's supposed to be really common to sit there and fart. I don't know. I haven't been to a yoga class, but that'd be pretty cool. So anyway, but they say yoga seems to help. Also, when you sweat, it eliminates the toxins. Okay, they say vitamin C, but sometimes vitamin C in like a fizzy drink. All right, apparently some of the carbonic acid may help you a little bit. Maybe that's why the Sprite seems to help as well. And then a lot of you guys will eat a fried up meal for breakfast, and we've seen that happen. Okay, you choose some eggs. Eggs have cysteine. That seems to break down the acetaldehyde. But I would not recommend that you eat a lot of fattening bacon and things like that. Okay? Because bacon and sausages have nitrites. And that adds to the toxic burden on your body. You want your body to, you know, do what it needs to do. Another famous thing is the hair of the dog. Right? A lot of people will go and take a Bloody Mary. And people used to think that, well, when you drink alcohol, then you're not going to feel it as much. But the problem is you are just prolonging the hangover. So no hair of the dog, okay? Activated charcoal they talk about. Say activated charcoal may actually help as well. They say take the charcoal during or shortly after drinking alcohol rather than the next morning because it binds toxins in the gut. I would say hold off because I don't know what activated charcoal does with the liver and if your liver's already trying to deal with the alcohol, but it's a thought. Then they say bone broth. You make up some soup. Stock up on animal bones in there, vegetables, add some salt, and this bone broth helps you, you know, just like chicken soup. You know, chicken soup always helps soothe your sore throat and your headache and all that, right? Because you got a lot of the prostaglandins and you got a lot of anti-inflammatories in there. Okay. Another thing everybody says is you got to eat before you drink. Most of us say, you know what, I want the alcohol to last. I'm going to do it on an empty stomach. Don't. If you eat before you drink, you'll have less of a hangover. And they say try to avoid bad sugar, like sugary drinks, etc., because you're just going to have sugar drops. They say what you should do is make sure you eat more protein. And if you eat more protein, that'll seem to help prevent and hedge off hangover. Like I said before, guys, I think most of you guys are older now than you were before. Am I right about that? How many of you guys are now a little bit older than you were years ago? Some of you. So I think a lot of us have already realized that it takes a lot less, you know, to get sick. You know, if you notice, it still takes a lot to get buzzed, right? But it takes a lot less to get sick. And at that point, it's, well, you know, is it really, really worth it? And a lot of you guys have jobs out there where you have to drink at your job, right? Because, I don't know, you're taking people out, you're making things happen, making deals happen. And then how do you show up to work the next day? Don't do it. It's not worth it. Your liver. We have a friend that is waiting for a liver transplant because, unfortunately, she drank to the point where the liver is destroyed. Don't be messing with this, guys. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
All right, guys, we are back. back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a lot of you guys like to take your antioxidants and like to take some over-the-counter supplements, and you get mad because your doctor says stop it. And some doctors say no. You know, if it's helping you and you like it, go right ahead. I usually have that attitude. If you like it and you swear it's working for you, I don't know enough about it to tell you not to take it. So, but I can't tell you to go and run out and buy a bunch of antioxidants because we don't have enough studies saying to go and do that. Well, now, doctors like me may need to be a little bit more firm about saying hold the phone. All right? Because we're now being told that some of these antioxidants may actually speed up the spread of melanoma. Now, antioxidants are these compounds in food and supplement pills that can prevent oxidation. They're supposed to prevent oxidation. Oxidation can damage cells. Now, the compounds are used by a lot of people, and especially with people with cancer, because people think, well, if I take my antioxidants, it'll help fight cancer. But apparently, the research is mixed. So, we don't have enough studies saying you need to take your vitamin A, you need to take your vitamin E. Now, foods rich in vitamin A, vitamin E, go right ahead. But in terms of popping these pills that supposedly have your vitamin A, vitamin E in certain quantities that unfortunately aren't always being regulated, that leaves a lot to be desired in the research world. Now we have some studies saying these antioxidants may actually increase your cancer risk. In the new study, researchers found that mice who had melanoma were given an antioxidant supplement called N-acetylcysteine for about 80 days, and they had double the number of tumors that spread to their lymph nodes compared with mice that had melanoma that wasn't given the antioxidant N-acetylcysteine. In addition, the researchers found that human melanoma cells growing in lab dishes that were exposed to this N-acetylcysteine and vitamin E, another antioxidant, showed signs of becoming better able to invade tissues and spread to other parts of the body than cells not exposed to the antioxidants. So you guys basically are supercharging the cancer. You see how careful we gotta be with what we put in our body? Based on these new results, according to study author Martin Burgo of the University of Gothenburg in Sweden, says it is not far-fetched to propose that antioxidants could increase the spread of cancer in melanoma patients. And he says there is no evidence that taking antioxidant supplements would be beneficial for patients with melanoma. Therefore, we would recommend people who have been diagnosed with malignant melanoma to avoid antioxidant supplements. They say the changes in the mice's melanoma tumors that the researchers observed were profound. Okay? So in English, I think it scared the hell out of them. However, Dr. Vadim Gushchin, an oncologist at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore, noted that the results are preliminary, said we still need more research in humans to examine the link between the increased spread of melanoma and the use of antioxidant supplements. But it tells, according to him, in a quote, tells me that the narrative that certain things are undoubtedly good for you and certain things are good unconditionally with no side effects, that is probably the wrong narrative. In English, people saying this is good may not, don't believe it. Bad. Okay, so yeah, see? I don't like these studies. I like it all. I mean, I've taken vitamins. I've drunk some teas thinking, all right, well, they say it's packed with antioxidants. Guys, just to be on the safe side, honestly, all right, you want to be natural. You want to be, just eat the gosh darn fruit and vegetables, okay? Fruits and vegetables, we know, prevent cancer. You never hear of anybody getting melanoma eating a cucumber, do you? No, you don't hear about that. So, you know, or having worsening melanoma. There's other research that has shown that, hold on a second. The authors of this new study had previously found the use of antioxidants seemed to increase the growth of human lung cancer cells in lab dishes, as well as the growth of lung tumors in mice. In addition, other research has shown that taking antioxidant supplements may actually increase the risk. This comes from Fox News. Increase the risk of developing certain cancers in otherwise healthy people. In one study, 36,000 healthy middle-aged men who were taking vitamin E had a 17% increase in the men's risk of prostate cancer. Again, they don't want us to freak out, but they think maybe what's happening, you know, because you know, you guys are like, wait a second, how can something good for you be hurting you? Okay, remember, we're not talking about you eating this in natural form. This is something put in a pill tablet form. They also say that some of these supplements are containing higher levels of antioxidants than natural foods, and maybe there could be some sort of a toxicity. According to one researcher, Dada Chova, one would have to eat several pounds of vitamin E-containing food in order to reach a level that would be in one supplement tablet. Consuming antioxidants and natural foods is safe, but it looks like supplements could be a concern. So maybe you're just taking in too much. Dr. Dadakova recommends that patients with cancer should stick with natural foods, contain a variety of vitamins, many of which are natural antioxidants, should not take antioxidant supplements, at least not in huge amounts. For those of you that want to look more at the study, it was published today in the journal Science Translational Medicine. And you know what? I know it's frustrating, okay? Because you guys want to... You know, you want to be proactive, and you know, there's always the argument people make. But Dahlia, vegetables aren't the way they used to be. The soil is leached of a lot of nutrients, so now vegetables are less packed with nutrients than they used to be. I don't know if it's a fact, but I mean, it sounds logical. It sounds like as you keep farming and farming and farming the same land, you know, your tomatoes not going to be as dark and bright as in the olden days. And it's not like we have pictures of that. You know, I'm sure some people could analyze, you know, photographs from the, you know, 1800s, you know, and try to, you know, determine if that tomato shade of gray, you know, is a lot, you know, deeper and richer than a tomato shade now. But, you know, once you have companies kind of put these things together, we just don't know if some of the things that they're inadvertently using, you know, that's supposed to be safe, the body doesn't like. Our bodies are smart. Our bodies aren't designed to take in all these chemicals, right? Or these little beads that we were talking about with the toothpaste and the soap, etc. Our bodies weren't designed for that. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say 9 million U.S. kids are at risk for measles because they haven't received the vaccine or they aren't up to date with their shots. The findings suggest that even though we have enough people in America vaccinated to prevent measles from spreading, we could still have large outbreaks because we have 9 million children, usually in clusters. So according to Robert Bednarczyk, says we cannot get complacent. Apparently they said we don't have a very wide buffer before these population immunity estimates start dipping. Some parents may avoid or delay vaccinating their children because they have concerns about the safety of the vaccine or about giving too many vaccines at once. They say not vaccinating is obviously more risky than vaccinating because vaccines are very safe. In the new study, researchers analyzed the national vaccination data for U.S. children to 2013 to 2014. In order to be considered protected against the measles, you got to be vaccinated regularly. So you get one shot when you're about a year old, anywhere from 12 to 15 months. Then you get your booster when you're 4 to 6. They say 12.5% of kids are not fully protected against measles. Maybe they get one shot, but they don't get the other. That's also another thing, by the way. There's a lot of parents that you know, don't vaccinate, and it's not because they're against vaccination. They're like, well, why do one vaccine if I don't know if I'm going to get the kid the next one? So let me just wait. A lot of them feel that way about hepatitis or Gardasil. They're like, I'm not going to be able to follow up, and then they'll have to start all over again, so I'll just wait until I know I can do it right. Not good. Get them started, guys. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Oh. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
With the many stock market ups and downs over these last few weeks, many people are asking themselves, are they doing the right thing? Do they have the right financial plan in place? Here's the real question. You should be asking yourself, do you have the right financial professional in place? Well, my friend Rocky DeFrancisco, attorney and founder of the Wealth Preservation Institute, has authored a new book called Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them and How to Avoid Them. In this book, you'll identify financial planners who are forbidden by their broker-dealers from giving you the best advice. You'll understand why most CPAs, EAs, and accountants don't even provide proactive advice to help you save for your taxes. And, of course, you're going to identify insurance agents who are forbidden from selling you the best products available in the marketplace. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. It's only your retirement dollars. And for a limited time, we're going to give you the free ebook version of this book, Bad Advisors, How to Identify Them, How to Avoid Them. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take control of your financial life.